walking will forever be one of the most underrated tools for fat loss. And that's exactly why it's going to be one of the habits that we focus on inside of 30 Days to Thriving next month, because it's easy, it's simple to do, it's accessible to everybody, and there is no argument that can be made for too much walking. I mean, think about it. You go on Instagram right now, every other post I could find people contradicting each other on saying, you should be doing X amount of cardio, you should be doing X amount of strength training, this amount of cardio is too much, this amount of strength training is too little, this amount of strength training is too much, and blah, 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 blah. And we can go on and on. And this is why so many of you are in my DMs telling me that you feel confused.
Let's link up with Krista on The Fix. She's a wellness coach with a focus on mental well-being and physical strength.
What's going on, Fix listeners? Welcome back to our latest episode of The Fix Podcast. I'm your host, Krista Huber. I'm back with another solo. We are moving right along this week, picking up where we left off last week with a part two for my What I've Learned Throughout My 20s series as I head into my 30th birthday, which is now just a couple weeks away. So everybody's been really liking the list we put together, loving all of your feedback on Instagram. Appreciate you guys messaging me about all of this content there. And this week, we are going to keep the list a little bit more wellness focused. I know last week I was talking about personal relationships. I was talking about careers, a lot of different things, kind of a mixed bag because, you know, all of this is connected. We really need to understand what's actually going on in people's lives to be able to help them prioritize their health and wellness in a way that truly works for them, because what causes you to deprioritize your health, your time in the gym, your choices between more nutritious foods versus you just grabbing something and being reactive? Well, it's all the other freaking stuff in your day. So this week though, I'm being a little more intentional with the theme for our next six lessons because I have a big announcement. And that announcement that I teased for you last week is officially ready to go live. And everything I'm talking about on today's list will be addressed inside of our brand new mini program for the Fitness Fix. So, what is a mini program? There's been a new wave of program offerings in the coaching space known as mini minds, like mini masterminds. And in seeing this shift and talking about that with other coaches, with coaches I work with, and even talking to potential clients, I've seen an opportunity to give you a little bit of a taste of the Fitness Fix for 30 days to show you how much your life, how you feel, how you show up, your energy levels could change with a few small habits that you dig into and commit to for 30 days. Think of it like a little try before you buy situation, because I'm going to be really straight with you guys. I usually do not accept anybody into our program if they are not willing to commit for 7 months. And why? That's because we are committed to lifestyle changes. Lifestyle changes don't happen in 30 days, but we most definitely can get the ball rolling in 30 days. So that's what we're going to do. Kicking off in May, we are launching a brand new mini program called 30 Days to Thriving. Inside of this mini program, you are not only going to have access to our coaching staff at the Fitness Fix, but you'll also get connected with multiple other coaches, coaches that I personally work with that have supported me and continue to support me along my own nutrition journey. And the work that I personally do with them shows up inside of our coaching with our clients. So I figured, why not just bring this all together and make like the ultimate 30-day program that gives you everything you need to have the best summer ever, but also start to make the changes that you know you're looking for, that you know if you show up and listen to this podcast week after week, you are craving in your life, but maybe you feel stuck in getting there because you're confused. You go on social media and you have 60 different people telling you 60 different things about how to make real lasting change. Well, this is going to cut through all that noise. And if you're a particularly busy person, we are here to help you simplify what needs to be done on a daily basis to get you the results that you want. So, how's this all going to work? We are not opening spots for enrollment until tomorrow. If you're listening to this podcast on the day that it drops, that would be Friday, April 19th. But there is a link down here in the show notes that if you click it and you fill out your interest, you will get early bird pricing and preferred access to enroll in this program. So, as you hear me talk through what's included and everything, if you're like, hey, this sounds like something for me, if you're somebody who has talked to me before, you've messaged me on Instagram, we've hopped on a sales call, we've had a conversation about what you might be struggling with in getting results, and maybe you feel confused or don't know where to start, or you're just really overwhelmed because you truly do have a lot going on in your life, well, this is your chance to make some small, very noticeable changes that are going to have you walking into June, walking into post-Memorial Day, the official start of summer, feeling like a much better version of yourself. So with that, here's what's included. Inside of this program, we are going to help you set up a few different habits that we're going to track on a daily basis that will make a noticeable change in your life. I'm talking getting outside and making time for a daily walk, putting your phone in do not disturb more often, and especially during mealtime, so that we can eat in a way where we're not distracted. Taking time to stretch in the middle of your day if you're somebody who hustles at work and is constantly sitting at your desk. And of course, we're going to talk about nutrition and we're going to talk about macros. We want to provide a very holistic approach, just like we do with our one-on-one clients who enroll into our long-term Fitness Fix program. And we're going to give you a taste of that. So if that piques your interest, if you want to learn more about it, of course, go right to that link that I said is down in the show notes, or you can shoot me a message on Instagram at @thekristahuber if you want to ask me more questions about it. And we will be promoting this entire program over the course of the next 2 weeks because our official start date will not be until May 6th. So I wanted to start on a Monday because who doesn't like starting on a Monday? And that's the day after my 30th birthday. So we're going to kick it off. We're going to have a fun time. I can't wait to introduce you to some of the other coaches that I talk about on here, that I've talked about the influence they've had in my own life, and to be able to just bring this all together into one place. And we are going to have some amazing results from this experience. Now, I have a second announcement, because if you were listening carefully before I got into all that, I did mention there's something exciting on the horizon for the Fitness Fix as a brand, and specifically the Fix podcast. And that is because we officially have one of our first sponsors of the Fix. So I've been working on this for a couple months behind the scenes, and I figured there'd be no better time to bring it to you guys than with the announcement of this kickoff for our new mini program. And that is our partnership with Legion, an amazing supplements company. And I cannot be more stoked about this, because if you are somebody who dabbles in taking any kind of supplementation, hopefully you know this. And if you don't know this, I'm going to school you on this in the next 90 seconds. Supplements and supplement companies, just the space in general, is basically the wild, wild west. Why? Because there's very little regulation. We don't know exactly what companies are putting into their products. And a lot of them are often cutting down the quality and the efficacy of what you are getting, and yet you're spending your money on it. So what I love about Legion is the fact that they are third-party tested, which is very rare to find in the supplement space. They also have a 30-day money-back guarantee. So if you don't like something, hey, no strings attached. You can quite literally return it, no hard feelings. And they don't use any sort of proprietary blends, which means you are not running the risk of getting exposed to some like random combination of supplementation that a company is claiming is going to be the best for you, but really they're just watering down the product. And again, we don't want that. We only want the best for people out here inside of the Fix community who are doing doing the most and wanting to do all of these things super well. So this partnership couldn't be more aligned. I couldn't be more excited about it. I couldn't be more excited to stand by a brand that I use on a regular basis. So you'll see a lot more conversation about them on my Instagram page as well. But it also just so happens that Legion is running an awesome spring sale right now. So not only can you benefit from the discount code that we have for The Fix, which by the way is Coach Krista, just enter that when you go to check out on their website, and it's also linked down in the show notes. But they're running a buy one, get one 50% off on everything on their website right now. And if you place orders for certain amounts, you can also win some extra gift cards and things like that. So kind of a no-brainer. That is happening through April 28th. So you got a little time to order. If you want to know more about my favorites, the protein flavors that I like the best, I'm loving the Mocha Cappuccino right now, obviously, since my love for coffee shows through with that recommendation. But again, just really, really excited to be able to grow this partnership and continue to bring the best of the best for all of you Fix listeners to this show, to this community, to our client community as well. And I can't wait to hear everybody's feedback on it. So that said, let's move into part two of everything that I am reflecting on in my 20s, things I've learned for myself. And like I said, this list today is going to be a little bit more specific to wellness, to health, to my own approach to nutrition, to how I've changed my approach to nutrition, but also some tried and true things that I learned in my early 20s that I absolutely plan to continue well into my 30s and beyond. Now, the first one has more to do with your mental health, has more to do with doing things that make you feel good that don't necessarily have to do with your fitness or nutrition. And I posted this one on my stories on Saturday, and I got a lot of love for it, and I appreciate that. So that is to always buy yourself the flowers. And this is not specific to the ladies out there. I had a few men message me and say that they love having flowers in their house. It makes you more close to nature. You feel connected to the earth. But for me, it's just about having this like small thing that you can turn to in a room and just kind of remind yourself like, hey, how nice is that? And we don't often stop for our people who are so busy and on the go. We don't take enough time to stop and pay attention to these things. And I feel like if I'm going for a walk, and which I'm actually going to talk about the importance of walking up next, but learning to be present over the course of this past year, just really the past 4 months in particular, I've started to pay more attention to these little things, right? And I would classify something like buying flowers as a little thing that can be so meaningful for you and just really change your mood. So to my ladies, I would also say, because I see so much commentary on relationships and like the state of the way men and women interact today, I'd also like to give you a tip that if you like flowers and you're in a relationship, tell the person that you like flowers. They are not a mind reader. And if they do decide to buy you flowers without you saying anything about it, that's amazing. But you also owe it to yourself that if you have certain wants and desires, you're responsible for expressing what those things are. So if you like the flowers, don't wait around for someone to buy them for you. But if you would like that as a gesture from somebody that in your life that you care about and that you want that to be a way that they show that they care about you, let them know, because then everyone wins in that scenario. Next up, I already alluded to this one, walking. Walking will forever be one of the most underrated tools for fat loss. And that's exactly why it's going to be one of the habits that we focus on inside of 30 Days to Thriving next month, because it's easy. It's simple to do. It's accessible to everybody. And there is no argument that can be made for too much walking. I mean, think about it. You go on Instagram right now, every other post, I could find people contradicting each other on saying, you should be doing X amount of cardio. You should be doing X amount of strength training. This amount of cardio is too much. This amount of strength training is too little. This amount of strength training is too much. And blah, 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 blah. And we could go on and on. And this is why so many of you are in my DMs telling me that you feel confused. Let's make this one very simple, very clear cut. Walking is so great for you, not just for your physical health, but also for your mental health. If we're able to do it outside, that's even better. Getting exposure to sunlight, it's so great for your nervous system. But when I think back to points in my life where I would consider myself the leanest that I ever was, and I'm talking just like physically in terms of my aesthetic, I wouldn't say that everything else about my mental state was the healthiest that it could have been, about my relationship with food wasn't the healthiest it could have been. But if there's one thing that I could know about that point in my life, and that was when I was brand new to tracking macros, I was in my very early 20s, my life looks super different. But there's one thing that I actually overlooked, and it makes a ton of sense now with how much I emphasize walking to clients today. And that is just getting your steps in. At the time that I was my leanest physique ever, I was easily hitting over 25,000 steps a day. And it was just natural to me because of the work I was doing at a time. When I was teaching boutique fitness classes, you know, you're teaching 5+ classes in a row. That's literally hours of movement that wasn't like my official specific workout time, but relative to, you know, fast forward through COVID, fast forward through running an online business, I spent a lot more time sitting at my desk, and I just have to be more intentional about getting up. That's why I have a walking pad. That's something that we'll talk about inside of 30 Days to Thriving too, finding ways to make it easier for you to get more movement in throughout your day, and just making movement more naturally a part of your day is something that in the long run helps you maintain such healthy habits. And it just doesn't feel like it has to be so hard. Like it has to be this like official organized thing. Like who is in a bad mood after they go for a walk? If you are, personally message me and tell me why. And if I had to guess, it's probably because it was like raining, or maybe it just wasn't your day. But I can promise you that you will immediately be in a better mood if you go for a walk. I've also found in my own life, for anybody who's listening to this, that creates content, that you have more of a creative part of your career. If I'm stuck on an idea, if I'm not sure how I want to say something, if I'm not sure how I want to develop something, if I'm like 10 minutes into recording a podcast and I keep hitting the re-record button because I'm just not feeling it, I will get up, I will go outside, or I will get on my walking pad even for 5 minutes, and it totally changes my state and usually helps me come up with an answer to a question or find a solution to something that I was feeling a little bit stuck on or having writer's block on or something. So can't ever shut up about walking. And it's no matter what age you're in life, no matter what your exercise expertise is, whether you've been training for years or whether you're just getting into working out for the first time, walking again is such a great accessible place to get started. So as we head into these warmer months, seems like a no-brainer to make a commitment to yourself to get more steps in. I will also add to that though, the whole trend of, hey, you need to get 10,000 steps a day. That is such an arbitrary number. It's total BS. And my advice to you is this: think about what I just said about me getting 25,000 plus steps a day. If somebody gave me the advice to get 10,000, I'd actually be backsliding based on my standard activity level at that time. So that's why the number is arbitrary. It's also arbitrary because the average person, if you have a desk job, you're getting like maybe 3,500 steps a day. If you're like not intentional about it at all, it also depends on like if you're commuting, there's a lot of other factors. So I'm just throwing a number out there. It's a very rough average estimate. So if you could go from 3,500 up to say 6,000 steps, that's you almost doubling your output. That's going to have a huge impact on you. And what's really cool is if you want to get just like an extra 2,000 steps, you legitimately only need 20 minutes. So again, for all my busy people out there, for all my people running around, for all my people who got all the things going on, that is a really simple action step that you can take to start to prioritize you just a little bit more and see the benefit from it too. So my advice, just like we talk about on here when we talk about trying to increase our protein intake, look at where you are right now, and then you can increase it a little bit over time. Because if, let's say, you're at something like 3,500 steps, there is no point in setting a goal for yourself that is unrealistic because someone told you 10,000 sounds really good. Because we can't argue the following statement: if you're at 3,500 and you get me to 4,500, you have moved the needle. You may not be all the way over here, but you're starting to inch closer to that direction, and you are going to feel more successful. So psychologically, it's going to be a whole lot easier to start to build up that habit and make it a priority for yourself. So inch by inch, baby. All right, next one. This one I learned when I first started tracking my food. And it's something that I also think is really overlooked in a lot of us being way too hard on ourselves about the fact that fat loss should like feel easier or should be more simple, or it should just happen effortlessly. And I got this from a coach of mine a couple of years back. We do not live in a world designed for fat loss. What does that mean? I have said that on this podcast before, but it's so important. It's worth repeating every few months. We have access to grocery stores, Uber Eats, DoorDash. It's so easy to get our hands on food. It is so readily available to us. So you take that environment that we live in, you couple it with the fact that a lot of those foods that are available to us, a lot of the foods that are being marketed to us are quite literally designed. They are formulated in a way that when you eat them, the texture, the flavor profile, they're essentially addicting in that the company that designed them wants you to spend more money. And how will you spend more money if you buy more of their product? And how can they guarantee that if they make the food taste really, really good, a very hyper palatable food? Think about when you open a bag of chips, even if you do the quote unquote right thing by portioning it out and putting it in a bowl and telling yourself, okay, I am going to eat X serving size because it works the best for my goals. It still takes a level of willpower to say to yourself, hey, like this is what I plan to have. And I plan to have this amount of food because I'm planning to also have some other food later on today. And I would like for both of them to work within my diet because that is possible for you. That's exactly what we teach inside of the Fitness Fix. But I would be totally lying if I said I didn't also have those moments where I'm opening the bag of chips and I'm like, let me just like grab two more chips. Let me just grab three more chips. It's okay. There is a level to which, yes, we need to take self-responsibility for the fact that it's a choice that we go back into the bag of chips, but it's also important to acknowledge that those foods were designed to be addictive, designed for you to want to eat more than just the recommended serving size. That doesn't mean we need to rush into this victim mentality. It actually empowers us to know that, hey, if this food is designed this way, it's helpful for me to set up my environment, to create structure so that if, let's say, you're in a space where you feel like you don't have as much control around those foods, could we consider replacing them with something else for the time being, maybe not bringing them into our house? Easier said than done, especially for those of you out there who are parents. I hear this all the time. The example I love to go to, because I've been hearing this since I first got started in the fitness industry, is goldfish. And if you're feeding your kids goldfish, if I were feeding my kid goldfish, you bet I would totally grab a few goldfish because they taste so good, right? So it's not always the solution to be like, hey, I'm totally going to take this out of my house immediately, like get it away from me, because that's not going to teach you how to incorporate it into your life. But at the same time, we don't have to judge ourselves if we feel like we need to set a few more controls in place. And you can give yourself a lot of relief, but just acknowledging that the world we live in today is kind of set up for fat loss to be a little bit harder. And therefore, if you are out here prioritizing your fitness, prioritizing your nutrition, paying attention to the nourishing foods that you're putting in your body, give yourself a pat on the back every single day. Even if it's not perfect, applaud yourself for making at least one choice that is going to serve the person you are looking to become. And on that note, recognize that we're asking you to make change. I am so tired of people posting on social media saying that all you need to do is do this one thing, or if I had learned this one thing sooner, or I'm hoping this post reaches the person who is struggling with XYZ and they realize that if they just make this one adjustment, it's going to be the answer to all of the challenges they've had with trying to lose weight before. It's not. That is the algorithms at play that encourage us content creators to create this phrasing, what are called hooks, to get you to watch the reel. And there's always a piece of me that's like, I don't really want to play into this, but I want more people to see my content. And if that's the way that more people are going to see my content, because I stand by my messaging and I know that the messaging that I am pushing is messaging that is going to truly help somebody, you're kind of like stuck between this rock and a hard place of saying, how can I get what I believe to be so effective, what I have proof from all of our clients inside of our community, both past and present, have seen so much success with. How can I help more people know about this? There's this little game that we got to play. And I'd love to change that. But I want you to know, if you are confused, part of the reason that you're confused is because you are being inundated with messaging that's just crafted and worded in such a way that's making you think that this gets to be super easy. We can simplify our approach to fat loss. And that's what we stand for at The Fitness Fix, because you are out here doing the most, trying to get shit done, and we don't need to overcomplicate it. So does that mean that there's one thing we can focus on? Yes, there are usually a couple really important key drivers that are going to make the biggest difference for you. And they're also going to make a difference when you actually prioritize one of those things at a time, instead of pulling yourself in 17 different directions on top of everything else you're already dealing with on a day-to-day basis. But give yourself a little grace and know that if you're looking for real permanent lasting change, we're not going to be perfect all the time. There's not just this one solution that is going to work for you because some random Instagram post said so, or even because it worked for your friend. That's why we take a nuanced approach inside of our program and encourage you to have multiple options and multiple considerations for what is going to help you get to where you want to go. And working with a coach is like an insurance policy against the fact that this world is not designed for fat loss. So if you do want to make it easier, well, hint, hint, nudge, nudge, a great first step would be signing up for a program like our 30 Days to Thriving program if you're not ready to make the leap into one-on-one coaching over a longer timeline. All right, next one. Already hinted at this one a little bit too, but this is something we are going to focus on inside of 30 Days to Thriving. And that is because it has helped me tremendously since January. Put your phone and do not disturb, because 9 times out of 10, nothing is that urgent. And what's so cool about our technology today, despite the fact that that's the technology piece is contributing to why fat loss may be harder, is the fact that anything that is super urgent, you can set up your phone to have those notifications come through, and those notifications come through only. When you eat distracted, in particular, you are really preventing yourself from digesting more effectively. You're probably eating more than you realize, especially if you're this busy person who tends to eat fast. I tend to do that. And putting my phone in do not disturb has actually allowed me to be more productive, because I don't feel like when I'm in the middle of doing one thing, my phone's going off and I'm looking at it and being like, oh, I should really answer this thing. The most important people, the most important notifications that are going off on my phone are because I filtered them to do so. And I have gotten so much more done. And I also just feel so much better than I did 5 months ago. And the domino effect that that's had for me is it's given me time back, and giving myself time back has allowed me to make more space for getting to the gym, to make more space for prepping some basic food choices, my proteins, et cetera, and to go out and say yes to things with my friends that normally I felt like, oh, I just had too much work to be able to do. So this is something we are going to harp on over the 30 days inside of 30 Days to Thriving, because it seems like a small choice, but it has such a ripple effect on so many other areas of your life that I guarantee you, even if you have never thought about this before, because for me, it like gave me anxiety, because my thought process was like, oh my gosh, like my phone's next to me right now. And my thought process was always like, I literally run my business off my phone. How could I possibly put my phone in do not disturb? My clients get the attention because the notifications from our coaching app are always coming through. And I get the chance to prioritize those outside of some other noise, outside of random Instagram notifications, outside of random emails that I'm getting that don't necessarily need and warrant this like immediate response. So total game changer. And what I'm excited about and the approach that we're taking that's different inside of the Fitness Fix is these are things that a lot of coaches aren't talking about because they seem like they don't have anything to do with fitness or nutrition, because it's not a directive like, hey, get 150 grams of protein for the day. Well, guess what? maybe part of the reason why it's a little bit tougher for you to get those 150 grams of protein is because you're on your phone so much that you're being so reactive. When you go to make a meal, you're just grabbing the first thing you see in front of you. And well, there you go. That's actually why you're not getting the protein. So we're smart people here. Let's get to the root cause of what's preventing you from getting to where you want to go versus just shoving the same information down your throat of like, eat this much protein, you know, do this much cardio. Like, okay, great. Like, thanks for the recommendation, but let's actually look at why we're not doing that thing and create better systems and habits around that. The best analogy that comes to mind is for any of you out there who manage employees, if you had an employee that you've asked them repeatedly to get a certain task done, and for whatever reason, it's not happening, a great manager is going to go to them and say, hey, what about this is challenging for you? What about this do you not understand? A poor leader is going to go to them and be like, I told you to do this X number of times. It's not getting done. You're out. Yeah, there's a threshold to saying, hey, at some point, like we got to get work done and this is affecting the team and this is potentially affecting the company overall. But at the same time, if you've noticed that you're explaining something to somebody and it's not happening the way you want it to, we all may need to take a step back and ask ourselves, well, how am I contributing to that? And that's really what I mean by saying like getting to the root cause of something, because the same thing happens inside of our fitness and nutrition. It's cool to recommend a certain amount of macronutrients. It's cool to recommend a certain formula for how you want to split up your workouts and your recovery. But again, it means literally nothing if you're not actually doing it. I love when people come to me and ask, you know, what are the best macros for me? It's like the best macros are actually the ones that you can stick to. There's no magic macros. Is there a recommendation based on the goals you have, your current physique, the timeline you're setting for yourself, the way you're working out? Yeah, totally. But I can throw those at you. And if I keep throwing them at you every single week and yet you're not hitting them, they are basically irrelevant. They don't mean anything. So instead, can we design an approach that's gradually going to get you to hit those macros? And that's something that we're also going to teach you inside of 30 Days to Thriving, because we teach that within the first month of joining our 101 program for the Fitness Fix Show. Now, let's touch on the training side of things a little bit. This came up very recently in the podcast I did with my friend Adam Badger, fellow nutrition coach. Go check it out if you haven't, especially for my moms and dads out there. There was some really great advice on how to manage your schedule and the adjustments that come up in your life when you have kids. And one thing that we talked about was this balance between optimal versus practical when it comes to the timing of our workouts and how much time we do have. Something that I wish I had learned earlier in my 20s, and I think this comes with an all or nothing mindset, this comes with a perfectionist mindset, is the fact that a 20-minute workout is better than no workout at all. And when you are a really type A person, when you do thrive off of things being all neat and tidy and wrapped up in a box with a perfect little bow on it, you talk yourself out of doing things unless you have like the best amount of time for it. And I see this so much with myself. I saw this so much with myself over the last year that really prevented me from taking time to train more consistently. And that was this idea that, oh, well, there's no point of me getting my workout in if I don't have a full 45 minutes, because if I don't have at least 45 minutes or up to an hour, I'm not going to be able to hit, you know, 5 to 6 different exercises. And if I don't hit those 5 to 6 different exercises, well, then it technically wasn't a good workout. Like, what? Repeating that back right now, it sounds so illogical, but I had that conversation with myself so many times. I have clients who express that to me, that they're like, oh, I want to include this and this in my workout, or what are your recommendations for this? Or how many exercises should I be doing? Or sometimes I'll write workouts for them, or Coach Kate will write workouts for them. And they'll be like, wait, this workout didn't take me that long. Is that all I really need to do? Well, first of all, we could have a conversation about you pushing yourself with your weight a little bit further, maybe taking longer resting time between sets, because some of my people out there who are in a hurry are guilty of not giving themselves enough recovery. But really, you are digging your own hole if you keep looking for the perfect time to do something, the perfect schedule to be able to do something, taking that messy action is going to help you show up as the person you're trying to become, because you got to think about future you. You got to ask yourself, okay, in the next few months, in the next few years, something could realistically change in my schedule, could change in my routine. And maybe right now having that hour to work out is very realistic for you, but are you going to have the practical skills to be okay with making adjustments if you don't learn how to go with the flow in the sense that like, it's okay for the plants to change? Because the only thing that's guaranteed in life is that things are going to change. So how fluid can you be with that? How much can you adjust your approach? And learning how to be able to adjust your approach is what's key to this whole sustainability around fat loss conversation, another buzzword that everybody likes to throw around. So 20 minutes is better than nothing. Some kind of workout is always going to be better than no workout. And I've actually learned to really love creating like a little pressure for myself to be like, okay, you only have 30 minutes. Think about the exercises that you want to do that you really enjoy that are the most bang for your buck that you can really push yourself hard on. And I honestly feel like I get a better workout that way sometimes too, because I make it fun for myself. I make it like a little game, put my headphones in, phone again in do not disturb and grind it out. And then I leave the gym. All right. Last one is actually a caveat to everything I just said. And that is about our good old friend sleep. Something that was a challenge for me for a long time and will always be something that I work towards creating better boundaries with, prioritizing with. And as it relates to our training, if you are somebody who's looking at your schedule and you have the option to either get a good night's sleep, and I want to say at least 7 hours, but please know it does truly depend on the person. It depends on, for my ladies out there, if you're on your cycle, there are nuances to it. But if you're choosing between getting a good quality night's sleep versus waking up pretty early to get your workout in, most of the time, if your number one goal is fat loss, it is creating the aesthetic that you want, sleep wins. You are better off giving yourself that extra time to recover, because the domino effect that sleep has on the rest of your day is pretty impactful. When you're tired, it's a hell of a lot easier to talk yourself out of prepping a meal. It's a hell of a lot easier to feed into the cravings of some of those foods, those hyper palatable foods that I was mentioning earlier. So when we think about it from a behavioral piece, it's important that we recognize, like, how can we set up our day for success? So much of that has to do with sleep. And while the workout is a great option, if you're doing it at the expense, if you're saying the only way for me to fit my workout in is for me to do it first thing in the morning after having gotten 4 hours of sleep, I promise you, you will save yourself a lot of time in getting better results if you make a commitment to, one, really getting to bed earlier, because we're talking about root cause here. We're talking about redesigning your day and your schedule in a way that's going to help you get all of these things into a good place. Well, let's work backwards. Like, let's talk about what's happening at night that's preventing you from getting into bed, because maybe there are some things we can work on there so that in the long run, you get both the sleep and the workout. And does that mean that's going to happen every day? Does that mean that's going to happen perfectly? No, literally last night, I intended to record this podcast yesterday and I started working on some content. I was writing a few different marketing emails and all of a sudden I was like, oh, I really need to prioritize these two other things to get ready for my week. And then I was recording a video that required me to drink a little bit of Diet Coke. If you saw the reel that I posted this past Monday, talking about fat loss not always being that easy. It also takes a few takes to sometimes get those lip syncs right on the reels that I put out. And I was like chugging Diet Coke at 10 p.m. It made it a little bit harder for me to fall asleep last night. What did I do? Originally, I thought I might get up earlier this morning to record this and also get my workout in. I have the option and I have the flexibility to hit my workout later, but I also trained pretty hard yesterday. And I know that there's still, I'm recording this on Monday. So I know that there's still 6 other days ahead in my week that I can train and I have that time planned out. I am still going to continue to progress towards my goals because I pushed my alarm back a tiny bit this morning. And ultimately, I felt great about this recording versus the recording I would have tried to put together for you guys last night. And that's not fair to you. I want to deliver the best and clearest information that I possibly can every single time I record this show. So that's the end of the list for this week. We're going to keep this rolling because I couldn't have started with the first 14, 15 lessons and then not finish it off. So for the rest of April, you can expect two more solo episodes to finish out the list of the 30 lessons I am bringing into my next decade. And if you're interested in joining us for 30 Days to Thriving, again, go into the show notes, fill out the interest form. You'll get early access to all of the specifics of what's included, all of the coaches that we're partnering with on this. I am really, really excited for this opportunity. Go check out Legion. Won't be the first time you hear me mention them on the show, and take advantage of their spring sale that they got going on right now. And from wherever you're listening from, that's all I got for you guys. So I'll see you next week, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day.